out all the stops. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. After a busy weekend campaigning for Democratic candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections, President Biden will be holding a rally today in Maryland. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
President Biden spent the weekend on a coast-to-coast campaign swing from California to New York, rallying for Democrats up and down the ballot, including New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
2 days of the most important election in our lifetimes is going to take shape in this country for decades to come. We're one of those inflection points.
Today, the president headlines a Democratic Party rally near Baltimore with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Wes Moore, a heavy favorite in Deep Blue, Maryland.
Also on Election Eve, former President Trump will finish up his Republican campaigning efforts tonight in Ohio. Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
Former President Trump rallies supporters in Dayton tonight in support of Republicans, including J.D. Vance for U.S. Senate, who's locked in a tight race against Democrat Tim Ryan in Iowa. Trump made news himself Thursday telling supporters,
I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay?
That is Trump 2 years out of his presidency remains a key focus for Democrats who've struggled over issues like the economy and crime in their fight tomorrow to keep control of Congress.
Over 100 world leaders gathering Monday in Egypt to talk climate. However, observers say progress will be difficult to achieve given the many distractions going on in the rest of the world, with the U.S. midterm elections dominating headlines. Leaders of China, India, and Russia will not be attending the summit. A plane on approach to an airport in Tanzania crashing into Lake Victoria, killing at least 19 people. Local authorities said that 26 of the 43 people on board the Precision Air flight were rescued and taken to the hospital. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Border towns continue to be overwhelmed by the influx of migrants at the southern border. Fox's Bill Malugin has the latest from Eagle Pass, Texas.
I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we continue to see the same thing day after day after day down here in the Eagle Pass area. Yet another enormous group of several hundred migrants who crossed illegally into the Normandy, Texas area without any kind of resistance on either side of the border. We see these migrants just cross into Texas, they gather themselves up, and then they surrender to Border Patrol and wait to be processed. And they do that because they believe once they just get here, they're eventually going to be released into the United States. The only resistance they find is a fence that was put up, a chain link fence put up by the Texas National Guard, and they simply all just crawl under that. And this Del Rio sector and the El Paso sector remain the busiest along the U.S. border.
Democratic House Majority Whip James Clyburn warning the nation is at risk of going down the same path as 1930s Germany. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
While appearing on Fox News Sunday, Clyburn spoke about conversations with Jewish members of his constituency who share his concerns with the state of America's political rhetoric.
They know that this is the stuff that causes those kinds of deteriorations in democracy.
Clyburn also issuing advice for voters before Tuesday's midterms concerning those candidates who refuse to accept results.
If they're lying, they're denying, they're trying to delete, they're trying to nullify votes, vote against that foolishness.
Apple warning customers about a delay in its latest iPhone models due to antivirus restrictions at a factory in central China. Foxconn, which operates the factory, says it's working on resuming full capacity. Apple says it's expecting less shipments of iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max models than previously anticipated. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.